next patient is patient Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 2/23/49. Date of visit is 3/18/22. Please make a copy for Rachel Shearer. S-C-H-E-E-R-E-R, Shearer Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, M-D. Next, next paragraph. Dear Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, thank you for sending Michael Lambert for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint. There's persistent cough and chest tightness. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 73-year-old white male who has been experiencing persistent coughing spells for the past 1 year and was treated with oral antibiotics as well as bronchodilators with no significant relief. Period. The patient has coughed with little yellowish sputum but denied any night sweats, fevers, or chills. He has been using a Ventolin inhaler on a PRN basis. And his most recent chest x-ray done in June of 21 showed no acute cardiopulmonary infiltrates. The patient has gained weight and has a history of snoring and was sent for a polysomnographic test, which was incomplete since he was unable to sleep. He denies any chest pains or abdominal pains, but has some reflux symptoms, no nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included the history of left wrist surgery for a cyst in 1963, medial meniscus left knee repair in 1966, multiple skin cancers resected on the chest in 67, and varicocele surgery in 81, history of rotator cuff surgery on the right in 12, and three hernia repairs in 2015. Also had several moles removed in between 2015 and 22. I was treated for atrial fibrillation in 2018. Also had a lumbar discectomy, L5 and S1 08, and a total right hip replacement in 2010, left hip replacement in 2016, copper tunnel repair, left and right, in 17 and 19, a rectal polyps resected 17. And lumbar laminectomy. I'm sorry. And C3 to T1 fusion with laminectomy in 21. Period. The patient has a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, habits, patient denies history of smoking. Drinks alcohol rarely. Works as an attorney. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a stroke, mother died of cancer. Of the breast and COPD. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Yes, cataracts, no glaucoma. Yes, frequent sore throat and hoarseness. Yes, wheezing, coughing spells, and short breath. Yes, urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And yes, hives and eczema. Yes, heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea. Yes, no depression or anxiety. Yes, jaw pain and arm pain and calf muscle pains. Yes, easy bruising and bleeding gums. Yes, joint pains and muscle stiffness. And numbness of the extremities and headaches. Next, med list. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams a day, Lasix, 20 milligrams daily, gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID, lansoprazole, 15 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. Mild pallor, no cyanosis, clubbing, no peripheral edema. Mild peripheral edema. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 by 80. Pulse is 78. Respirations are 20. Temperature 97.2. Weight is 204. Saturation 97. HE and D norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is injected. Neck supple, no venous distension, trach midline. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. No definite crackles or wheezes. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again. Megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremity is 1 plus edema with no calf tenderness. Few ecchymotic areas of the feet and ankles. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Reflex is 1 plus with no gross motor efforts. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number 1. It's chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is rule out obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan, patient will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID PRN. Advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators, CT chest without contrast, IgE level and a CBC. And he will continue using Ventolin, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And a follow-up visit may be arranged approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy is for Dr. Rachel Shearer, S-H-E-R-E-R, M-D. Thank you.